Hey there, fellow humans. Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom delivered with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing some impossible ideal of perfection? Like life's a never-ending game of trying to hit that elusive perfect button. Let me tell you, that's a recipe for burnout, frustration, and, frankly, a whole lot of stress. Today, we're diving into the liberating truth about imperfection, embracing it, learning from those messy, beautiful mistakes, and using them as stepping stones to become stronger, wiser versions of ourselves. Trust me, this is a game changer. We all know that feeling, right? That little voice in our head whispering, "You messed up again." We're comparing ourselves to others who seem to have it all figured out. But here's the thing. Perfection isn't a destination, it's an illusion. Striving for it only sets us up for disappointment and keeps us from truly enjoying the journey. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who knew a thing or two about navigating life's ups and downs, had this awesome concept amor fati, which basically means loving your fate, embracing everything that comes your way, both the good and the bad. So how do we actually put this into practice? Here are five key takeaways to help you start embracing imperfection. First, shift your perspective. Instead of viewing mistakes as failures, see them as valuable learning opportunities. Think about it, every stumble, every misstep is a chance to gain insight, adjust course, and come back stronger. It's like those old school video games where you lose a life but keep playing, right? Each time you die, you learn something new and get better at the game. Life's kind of the same way. Second, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend who made a mistake. We all mess up, it's part of being human. Beating yourself up only creates more negativity and prevents you from moving forward. Give yourself a break, learn from it, and keep going. Third, focus on what you can control. There are so many things in life that are beyond our grasp, the weather, other people's actions, even the outcome of some situations. But we can always control our own thoughts, our reactions, and our choices. Channel your energy into what matters most and let go of what you can't change. Remember, you have the power to choose how you respond to any situation. Fourth, celebrate progress over perfection. Don't wait until you've reached some imaginary finish line to feel proud of yourself. Acknowledge and appreciate the small wins along the way. Every step forward, no matter how tiny, is a victory worth celebrating. And lastly, remember that life's not a competition. Comparing yourself to others only leads to self-doubt and discouragement. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your unique strengths, and keep striving to be the best version of yourself, not someone else's ideal. Speaking of embracing imperfection, let me tell you about this time I decided to bake a cake for my niece's birthday. I envisioned this masterpiece layers upon layers of fluffy goodness, perfectly frosted with sprinkles galore. But, as it turned out, my baking skills are more rustic than refined. The cake was lopsided, the frosting was clumpy, and let's just say it didn't exactly win any awards. But guess what? My niece didn't care one bit. She loved every bite, even the wonky bits. It was a reminder that sometimes the most cherished moments come from the imperfections, the unplanned detours, and the unexpected laughter along the way. So remember, friends, embrace your quirks, celebrate your wins big and small, and never be afraid to make a mess figuratively or literally. Life's too short to play it safe and chase after some unattainable ideal of perfection. Let's get out there, learn from our mistakes, laugh at ourselves, and create something truly beautiful even if it's a little bit wonky on the edges. Today's takeaway is this. Imperfection isn't something to be avoided, it's an opportunity for growth, self-discovery, and ultimately a more fulfilling life. So go out there, embrace your unique journey, and remember you're doing just fine. Join me tomorrow as we explore another powerful Stoic principle. Until then, keep forging ahead with fortitude first. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a reminder that they're perfectly imperfect just the way they are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.